It's fundraising time at GLT, but instead of taking 20 minutes out of every hour to ask you for your financial support, we're only taking 30 seconds now out of this station break. We're using this time to remind you that Radio Munson and everything else GLT provides is entirely dependent on listeners' financial support. So help pay for the news you can trust and the quality entertainment you enjoy. Let us know that we don't have to take time away from GLT and NPR programs you depend on to remind you to contribute. Do it now at WGLT.org. I guess it won't come as any surprise to you that this is WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University, and it's Radio Munson from just outside of Tucson. Here's a 1989 recording by the Tom Kubas Jazz Band. That's Mike Higgins playing guitar. Jack Sheldon will play trumpet, and Matt Kattengoob does a little alto saxophone work. Here's a song that Tom Kubas took from Alexander's Ragtime Band. He calls it Alexander's Big Time Band. Irving Berlin wrote Alexander's Ragtime Band in 1911. It was the first hit song from the pen of the very prolific Irving Berlin. But Tom Kubis reimagined it in 1989. He called it Alexander's Big Time Band, featuring Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Matt Kattengoob on alto sax, and that was Mike Higgins playing guitar as we enter hour two of Radio Munson. Here's a song that the Hot Sardines often do, featuring Miss Elizabeth doing the vocal, playing the washboard, as she always does, and a co-founder of the band with her, Bibbs Palazzo, playing piano.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your hearts are flutter all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue can't utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till the moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say once you've kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a flutter all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue can't utter the words I love you. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till that moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bold, you can't resist him, and all you'll say once you've kissed him is ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you.
Ms. Elizabeth and the Hot Sardines, that's a hot band. You know, some great musicians playing stuff like that. Stuff that's been around for a long time. Noteworthy among them, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Here they are with Scotty Morris doing the vocal.
his heart beat a little time too, singing digga digga doo digga doo doo, digga digga doo digga doo. You love me and I love you. When you love, it's natural too. Digga digga doo digga doo doo, digga digga doo digga doo. I'm so very digga digga doo by nature. If you don't say digga digga doo, you're me, you're gonna lose your pop. So let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle with digga digga doo digga doo doo? Digga digga doo digga doo, swing it. I'm so very digga-digga-doo by nature. If you don't say digga-digga-doo, you'll make you're gonna lose your pop. So let those funny people smile. How can there be a virgin isle with digga-digga-doo, digga-doo-doo?
That song goes back to the 1920s. It was recorded in 1932 by Duke Ellington's band with a vocal by the Mills Brothers here on Radio Munson. Here's a song that's 100 years old. 100 years ago, the original Dixieland Jazz Band played at the Jazz Band Ball. Tom Sanders, who plays cornet, featured with it now with his band, including Johnny Varro on piano, Paul Keller on bass, Warren Sauer on drums, Bill Allred's trombone, Chuck Hedges on clarinet, and Rick Fay playing tenor sax.
Thank you.
Munson on GLT, and right now is the perfect time to make your first contribution to GLT. You'll help sustain GLT, you know, and NPR as your trusted sources for news. You'll help pay for the quality entertainment you expect to find on GLT every week. And you'll tell us also that we can convince you to help pay for the programs you depend on in short breaks like this one, instead of taking time away from all of these programs to ask for your help. So don't wait. Make your first-time contribution by going to WGLT.org right now.
Just want somebody to hold her tight. She said fancy clothes have never been mine. You just wait, that old sun is gonna shine. And now she wants a great big butter and egg man. Hit some big butter and egg man sitting right here. Thank you. She wants a great big butter and egg man from way out in the west. She gets so tired of dancing all night, just wants somebody to hold her tight. She said fancy clothes have never been mine. You just wait, that old sun is gonna shine. And now she wants a great big butter and egg man. Ain't some big butter and egg man sitting right here.
So sad, so sad. Bill Allred and his classic jazz band. Bill's doing the vocal and playing some trombone here on Radio Munson. Sad story. Yeah. She just wants, she's not asking for the moon, just a big butter and egg man. Here's another sad story related by New Orleans' favorite singer, Banu Gibson.
Talking of gals they knew. Women are all the same, said Joe. One busy bird said, pal, ain't you heard the story of true blue Lou? Just listen and get an earful, Beau. Say she was a dame in love with a guy. She stuck to him, but didn't know why. Everyone blamed her, still they all named her True Blue. He gave her nothing, she gave him all. But when he had his back to the wall, say who fought to save him, smiled and forgave him, True Blue. He got a break, went away to get a new start. But gosh, that poor kid, she never got a break except the one way down in her heart. But maybe somewhere in heaven above, there's a reward for that kind of love. The angels won't blame her, they too will name her True Blue.
We're full of sad stories this evening. While we're down in New Orleans, I mean, here's another one on Radio Munson, related by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five.
Now, if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry.
It was rockin', it was rockin'. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me was on the main stem, fooling around just me and him. We decided we could use a little something to eat, so we went to a house on Rampart Street. We knocked on the door and it opened with ease, and a lush little miss said, "Come in, please." And before we could even bat an eye, we were right in the middle of a big fish fry.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the folks was having the time of their life, and Sam was jiving Jimmy's wife, and over in the corner was a beat up grand being played by a big fat piano man. Now some of the chicks wore expensive frocks, some of them had on bobby socks, but everybody was nice and high at this particular Saturday night fish fry.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now my buddy and me, we fell right in and we hollered, "Let the joy begin." Now we figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. Man, I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there, then I fell on the floor.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Now the women was screaming and jumping and yelling, the bottles was flying and the fish was smelling, and way up above all the noise they made, somebody hollered, "Better get out of here, this is a raid." I didn't know we were breaking the law, but somebody reached over and hit me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front to the back, and they were putting them in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
I knew I could get away if I had a chance, but I was shaking like I had the St. Vitus dance. Now I tried to crawl under a bathtub when the policeman said, "Where you going there, bub?" Now they got us out of there like a house of fire, put us all in that black mirage. Now they might have missed a pitiful few, but they got both me and my buddy too.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
We headed for jail in a day's condition. They put each one of us on suspicion. Now my chick came down and went my bail, and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now, if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't ever mention a fish to me.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such scuffing and shuffling till the break of dawn.
never cease that scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Get away from that, boy.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Yeah, they were something else. Here on Radio Munson, we lost a wonderful Illinois musician on this date in 1999 when Red Norvo died. He was 91 years old. Red Norvo grew up in Beardstown down there in Cass County, right along the Illinois River, and somehow got excited about playing a marimba when he was a kid. He heard some marimba players and saved up his money to buy not a marimba, but it turned out to be a xylophone that he found for sale, and learned to play that xylophone. He parlayed that into a great career as a band leader and soloist, particularly through the 1930s. He married this singer named Mildred Bailey, who was a very prominent singer at the time. And the two of them, Red Norvo and Mildred Bailey, were known throughout the land as Mr. and Mrs. Jazz through the second half of the 1930s. They were divorced later on, but they recorded some interesting stuff. Later on, Red Norvo did start playing the vibes, but he was still playing his xylophone in 1938 when he and Mildred recorded this one.
Step aside, jump jumps here, a new tempo you all should know. Step aside, jump jumps here, learn to ride. Jump jumps here, step with pride. Jump jumps here, you're on your feet yet off the beat. Step aside, jump jumps here, when you next hear jam bands playing, they'll be jump jump jumping instead. Jitterbugs are saying, you jump from your toes and then you nod with your head. Step aside, jump jumps here, step aside, jump jumps here, let's cheer today, jump's on its way. Step aside, jump jumps here. Jumping instead. Jitterbugs are saying, you jump from your toes and then you nod with your head. Step aside, step aside, step aside. Whoa, jump jumps here, jump jumps here. Hip jump jumps here.
Mildred Bailey and Red Norvo, Mr. and Mrs. Jazz, 1938, here on Radio Munson. You know, since GLT is a public radio station funded by you, the public, we come on air a couple of times a year to ask for your financial support. And lately, we've cut 20 minutes of fundraising an hour down to about 3 minutes an hour, and still have been able to raise enough listener support to keep the lights on, to pay the bills here. So you get all the news, information, and entertainment you need from GLT and NPR, and GLT can rely on your financial support. That's a pretty good arrangement. But it only works if it keeps on working. So do your part. Continue right now by going to WGLT.org.
One more time. One more once.
If April has a theme song, it must be April in Paris. That's Count Basie's iconic recording from 1955. And Quincy Jones is the guy who did the arranging. I'm not sure whose idea it was for the One More Time and One More Once, but it was a good idea. And it was on jukeboxes everywhere. Benny Powell is the guy who did the trombone bridge. And Thad Jones is the guy who played trumpet solo on that classic recording. Song actually was around for a couple of decades before that. It was written in 1932 by Vernon Duke, and it was for a musical. I forget the musical now. And it had words eventually. Right then, in 1932, Yip Harburg wrote the lyrics for April in Paris, and a lot of folks have recorded that. I think we ought to do a vocal version of it while we're at it here, and while we're on the 6th of April. Dennis Michaels does the arranging for Keeley Smith, and Count Basie, if it's okay with you, I think we should do her version.
One more time.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees. April in Paris, this is the feeling no one can ever. Met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my
Keeley Smith with Dennis Michaels' arrangement of April in Paris. Gotta love that song. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. I was glancing at a picture the other day, and the guy looked familiar, and it turned out to be the late Mark Murphy, who was really the only legitimate great American jazz singer through the 1970s and 80s. It was sort of a bad time for jazz vocal music, but Mark could handle it, and did a lot of vocalese stuff. He did an album. He just died about, I think it was about 18 months ago, about a year and a half ago. And he did an album, I think, in, I want to say 2005, an album called Memories of You, featuring Paul Bolenback here and on guitar, and Norman Simmons on piano, a song that Ubi Blake and Andy Razif wrote. It's the title song.
Why can't I forget like I should? Heaven knows I would if I could. But I just can't keep you off my mind. Though you've gone, and love was in vain. all around me, you still remain. Wonder why fate should be so unkind. Though 4 years we've been far apart, time heals everything but my heart that still aches for you the same old way. Oh, it seems I can't escape from the past, and your spell keeps holding me fast. Each tomorrow is like yesterday. Waking skies at sunrise, every sunset too seems to be bringing me memories of you. Here and there, everywhere, scenes that we once knew, and they all just recall memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, spite of all I do. Everything seems to bring memories of you. How I wish I could forget those happy yesteryears that have left a rosary of tears. Your face beams in my dreams, of you. memories of you.
Mark Murphy, here on Radio Munson with Blossom Dearie.
I'm old-fashioned. I love the moonlight. I love the old-fashioned things. The sound upon my window pane, the starry song that April sings. This year's fancies are passing fancies, but sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you agree to stay old-fashioned with me. Sighing sighs, holding hands, these my heart understands. I'm old-fashioned, but I don't mind it. That's how I want to be, as long as you'll agree.
That's Jack Sheldon's trumpet and Blossom Dearie doing the vocal of some wonderful lyrics that Johnny Mercer put down on paper years ago. I'm old-fashioned. Well, so sue me. I have a feeling you're a little bit old-fashioned, too, because you're listening to Radio Munson on WGLT Normal. We're going to call it a day here on this Thursday night. NPR News with an update at the top of the hour. And then Evening Jazz continues here on your public radio station. Please go to WGLT.org right now and make your contribution to the programming. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. See you next Thursday. Thank you.